We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. The Bills getting set for preseason game number 2 on Friday night against the Carolina Panthers. And joining us is Bills quarterback Jeff Toole. Jeff, thank you very much for being coming by here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You have to feel pretty much pretty good about what went down last Sunday night in Canton.
Yeah, no, I feel good. Had a lot of fun out there and got some things to improve on, but overall felt good about it.
Talk, if you would, about coming into a game cold like that, and that is the way it works in preseason, and you come in with, you know, a lot of second-teamers around you, and you practice with these guys, but is there a different mindset than, you know, going into a regular season game with maybe the first team around you?
Absolutely not. I mean, I don't approach a football game any differently, no matter who I'm playing with or where I'm at or anything like that. I mean, you go out there to do the best you can and play the best football you can, no matter the situation or people around you.
The drive that you had, the initial drive, I think, was the 80-yard scoring drive, right, the first time out there. It seemed like you got early benefit from a couple of defensive holding calls, and then you guys almost found your stride in that 80-yard scoring drive.
Yeah, no, I think so, too. I mean, just like you said, we started rolling, so it went well.
And you picked up a big first down on a read option run. Tell me about that play and about the role that the read option is going to play in this offense this year.
I mean, just a simple read the end read. I mean, people have been doing it for – a long, long time. There's no real secret to it. I mean, just a read on the end, and if you can get some yards, go take it.
That's, I'm guessing, not something you did in college, right? You didn't have that component of your game?
I did before my senior year. I did. I pulled some and ran quite a bit, actually. But when Leach got there, it was kind of turned off.
Yeah. In this offense and in what they want to do with this offense, how important is that read option component? I mean, how much are they going to use that, do you think?
I couldn't tell you. I don't. You know, I'm not gonna give away any secrets or a game plan or anything. But I have no idea.
Well, why is it important though? What does it do to an offense to have that capability?
I mean, you just keep the defense honest. I think if you you can get a safety to follow you, a backer, an end, anybody to take the eyes away from the running back, it benefits the play. So I mean, if we can do our job of trying to hold the defense accountable for us, then I think it's going to benefit us.
And does it? I would imagine it helps both the run game and the passing game to have that threat.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, any play action, we have to pay attention to both the running back and the quarterback. Should in turn benefit the passing game.
How in that play, any read option play, it's got to be a split second decision by you whether to hand it off, pull it in. And you're looking at just the one player, the one defensive end is all you have to read?
For the most part, yeah. It's just, yeah, but it is a quick decision.
Let's talk a little bit about the touchdown play, the pass fourth down play. Were you surprised that Coach Marone decided to go for it on fourth down, even in a preseason game?
No. I mean, we're on the, what was it, 3-yard line? Yeah. I mean, so we're so close. And, I mean, I think we felt really confident about our goal line, both run and pass game. So, I mean, why not? We got to see what guys are going to make plays and stuff like that. So whether it was a run or a pass, I think we would have gone for it and been successful.
How many options did you have on that play as far as where to look? How many reads did you have to make before you found Robert?
He was my first read.
Was he?
Yeah.
And he was right where he wanted to be. I asked you this Sunday night after the game. From a defensive standpoint, it's got to be almost impossible to defend if you guys execute correctly. And, in fact, if Robert runs the way he's supposed to run the route.
Yeah, exactly. It's a timing route, timing throw. So I'm throwing it before he comes out of his break, ideally. And like you said, it's a tough route to stop. And, you know, we got some change-ups off of it and whatnot. But overall, I thought it was a great route. And like I said, on Sunday, a better catch than throw.
Why was it such a good catch in your mind?
I think – in a perfect world, I could have put it out in front of him more so he didn't have to turn, you know, back, and he could have just walked in. But I think he just did a good job finding the ball and making the catch.
With Jeff Toole, Bills quarterback, it's the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. You talk about a perfect world. On the question of accuracy for you and all the quarterbacks, how – I mean, you always want to make the perfect pass, I would think. How often do you make the perfect pass?
I guess it depends on how you're feeling that day. I mean – some pitchers can't throw perfect games or no hitters every day, but if you're feeling it, then you can sling it. So it's just obviously, like you said, you want to be perfect, and some days you can be close to perfect, but other days you maybe got to battle a little bit, soreness here, there, whatever it may be. But you definitely strive to throw that perfect ball every snap.
Are you a more accurate passer now than you were when you came into the league a year ago?
I think so, yeah. I feel a lot more confident with things, and confidence – I think breeds good physical production, so I'm able to just cut it loose more.
And by confidence, how do you apply that? I mean, is there a mechanical thing, technique that you have to employ to make sure that you're throwing it exactly where you want to throw it? And how does confidence play into that?
I'm not sure a whole lot about – I'm not thinking about technique when I'm in the middle of a rep or a snap. It's just I guess no hesitation is the key word, and just finishing your throw and knowing that's exactly where you want him to be and that's where he's going to be, and throwing it before he even turns his head allows you just to cut it loose, and not maybe if you have a little doubt in your mind, you can't play the position, I don't think, in my opinion, effectively second guessing or hesitating.
Can you play that way right through the roster with receivers, or are there some guys that you might have more confidence in than others?
Obviously there's guys I think you feel like you have a little bit more of a connection with. Maybe you've just thrown more balls with them, you trust them more, they've made some catches for you, plays for you. But I mean, overall, I think our receiving corps has done an outstanding job, and we have some phenomenal players. So I mean, it's pretty easy just to cut it loose for those guys.
You have a receiving corps that's got a wide variety of experience and a wide variety of skill sets, some big guys, some fast guys, some all-around guys. It's almost like you have a good mix of choices there at the receiving corps.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. Like you said, we got guys who can do it all.
Jeff, let's talk a little bit about I guess it's a battle for the number two quarterback spot. When you went into this offseason, where did you think you were in the depth chart, and where do you think you are now, and how much do you pay attention to that?
I mean, obviously when I came back, I was probably seated as a number three because that's where I finished the season. I mean, you don't magically become the number two for no reason, so that's kind of where I began, and I just came in and just worked as hard as I could and tried to just become so comfortable with the offense and know it better than Coach Hackett and TD and things like that. So, I mean, like you said, it's a battle for it. And I mean, Thad and I are going back and forth, and I think it's great for the room. I think it's great for each other. I think it's good for EJ as well. Any competition is good competition. So we're kind of all for one and one for all. So I'm going to push Thad. Thad's going to push me. We're both going to push EJ, whatever it is. I think it's really healthy for the room and for the team.
It appears that you spent some time in the offseason getting bigger, right? Did you put on weight or bulk or muscle mass?
Yeah, I didn't really gain any weight. I guess muscle mass, just better body composition, if you will. I mean, just loss of body fat, gain of muscle. So I just feel physically better, stronger. So overall, I just feel good.
How did you do that? What kind of regimen did you have in the offseason?
Eating good and working out. That's, yeah. You know, a lot of people wonder how you do that. And honestly, it's just, in my opinion, 100% diet and consistency. I mean, so that's just what I did. And I just tried to, I texted Dan LeBird, our nutritionist, a lot and really just tried to build my body up the best I could. And he helped me out a lot with that. So I think I feel really good.
Dan is quite a resource, isn't he? I think maybe a secret weapon for this roster at some time.
Oh, absolutely. You can, I mean, he'll go up, he'll make you a shake or whatever you need, and he really takes care of us and gives us the information we need to be healthy, in my opinion.
Did you go into the offseason thinking you needed to be leaner or to have more muscle mass? I mean, was there a goal in mind of how to play the position, maybe being a little bit bigger?
Not really, honestly. I mean, I just go into the offseason and just work hard. I've always been a hard worker, in my opinion, and I don't like the feeling of or thought of someone outworking me. And so I went back to school, and it was wake up, lift, go to class, run and throw in the afternoons, and it was every day. And I had a buddy, Andre Lintz, who played tight end at Wazoo, was getting his master's, who, I mean, he was my partner, and we just got after it. So I think the offseason was a really good time for me to get bigger, stronger, faster.
Tell me about the academics. Did you tell me you finished a degree or got a master's degree during the offseason?
I finished my degree in communications with emphasis in public relations and a minor in business.
What are you thinking about in the future with that? What would you like to do?
I honestly have no idea yet. I haven't put a whole lot of thought into it, and I know they say to do it, but I'm 100% focused on football right now.
Jeff Toole, our guest, Bill's quarterback, and I want to ask you a little bit about moving forward now. You don't control the playing time, but I'm sure based on what you did in Sunday's game against the Giants, you're looking forward to more reps in the preseason games, and there are four more preseason games.
Yeah, absolutely. Every game is an opportunity to prove yourself and to get better and learn and everything. I mean, you can practice only does so much, but when you're live and bullets are flying, that tells a lot about people. So just looking forward to the opportunity of more snaps.
When do you typically, with this coaching staff, find out how much you're going to play and, you know, how the game will go?
About midway through the first quarter. I mean, honestly, it's they tell you who they, you know, they told us who's going to go second and third, and that was it. We didn't know when we were going, how long we were going, nothing. It was it was literally, it's third down. Hey, Jeff, you're in next. I warm up, I go in, and then halftime they say, Thad, you're up. It's, you know what I mean? It's just, I guess it's, they kind of play it by ear.
Yeah, and does that keep you on edge on the sideline, or you always, I guess, in your position as a backup, you got to be ready regardless?
Yeah, no, exactly. You got to be ready. So, yeah, there's no secret to it. Just be ready when your number's called.
Jeff, you were around this coaching staff and this offense last year. How has the offense evolved to this year? What are there any things that are more of a focus of attention or a point of emphasis for you guys offensively this year?
That's a tough question to answer. Because I feel like we have so many guys returning, and the whole comprehension of the system and where to go with the football, when and what coverages, is what's really kind of propelled us forward. Because it's not so much what is new about the offense, it's just the understanding as a whole, and people are going where they're supposed to be going, when they're supposed to be going there. We're throwing the ball when it's supposed to be thrown, and I think everyone is just starting to kind of come together, and it's really paid off.
It's a good room. You've said that a couple of times, that quarterback room. What makes it so good, and how has Coach Todd Downing added to the mix in it?
Yeah, TD, really, he holds accountable for everything. I don't care if it's a boot fake, and you got to carry that thing out, and, you know, we'll get, you know, we have little fun fines in the room, and you got to pay $1 or whatever you don't carry out your fake and whatnot. So it's he's really helped us with that, and also the footwork and progression, just because Coach Hackett, you know, can be pretty busy with game planning and scheming and things like that. So TD kind of really brings it down to the basics as far as, hey, look at your footwork here, look at your eyes, you know, what did you see coverage-wise? And I think that's really helped the room.
Last thing, Jeff, we're pretty deep into preseason now, pretty deep into training camp, but even though it has to be a bit of a grind, I would think with what you did on the field last Sunday and what lies ahead, you got to be pretty excited about what's happening here, and you know, the focus that you guys have on where you're going with this preseason.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm not big into looking too far ahead, and we had an old saying, it's just 20 feet at a time. So I'm looking forward to this practice we got this afternoon, and getting better this practice, and doing whatever I can to make myself and this team better today, and then I'll move on to the next day. So that's, I look forward to today's practice.
Jeff, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
Quarterback Jeff Toole, our guest, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.